The University of Denver and the State Department of Corrections have signed a 3-year deal to bring arts programming to every prison in Colorado. And as KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, the first-of-its-kind initiative aims to change the perception of prison both inside and out.
Inside a gymnasium in Northeast Denver, a group of actors are performing the play One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. The narrator is Chief Bromden, a catatonic, half-Native American man who talks to the audience through hallucinations.
They got fire running to expand units planted in our heads.
It's about a group of men locked in a mental institution who long to be free. And the theme of the story is not lost on the male actors. All are inmates at the Sterling Correctional Facility, including Douglas Miko, who plays Chief Bromden.
I think the best part has been being able to express myself, to be able to go out and step out of the prison itself, the prison, the mentality.
Miko has been in prison for over 16 years for violent crimes. Today, he swapped his forest green Department of Corrections uniform for a Native American-inspired costume, including a fur vest and a black hat over his long black hair. Ashley Hamilton is the director.
I've been doing this work for almost a decade, and I deeply believe in the power of arts and education inside prison as a way to create transformation for both folks inside, but also in supporting the system as it grows and changes as well.
Hamilton is also the founder of the University of Denver Prison Arts Initiative, or DUPI for short. There are other programs like dance, creative writing, and even a podcast at 10 facilities in the state. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is the program's first full-length play.
It's a really hard play to do. I mean, in general, but in prison, I think especially, because it deals with themes of power and institutionalization and mental health.
Since April, Miko and the others in the production have worked on everything from the music to set design to stage managing.
I look at it like professional workforce now, like it's a job.
By the time they got to tech rehearsals, the actors and crew were putting in 10 to 12 hour days.
I don't have to like everybody. I don't have to be best buddies. But when we're here, we have to accomplish. We have to set goals, attain the goals, set higher goals, and begin to work as one unit. And we've done that, and I'm very happy.
With everything in place, the cast and crew recently traveled from Sterling to perform the play at two prisons, including the Denver Women's Correctional Facility. Ryan Long is the warden.
It's a great opportunity for us to provide them another outlet of expression and to bring humanity, more humanity, back into incarceration and institutions, and then provide them an opportunity to get out of what they normally do.
The audience is a mix of visitors and female inmates. The women, dressed in green pants and yellow t-shirts, sit together on one side of the gym. They are immersed in the performance.
Medication, all patients of the day are medication.
Afterwards, Jemaila Nelson says she can relate to the story. She's been incarcerated for about 10 years.
The toothbrush situation where they said that the toothpaste was locked up and the guy couldn't get it. And I just, small things like that and within facilities, which I think is changing now. But back in the day, it used to be really petty and things that didn't matter mattered so much.
Nelson is serving a life sentence without parole for what she says was a domestic violence relationship that went wrong. She's also part of DUPI and will be in the next big play, A Christmas Carol, with other women in the facility.
I'm ready to go, man. I'm just so excited. I hope that we get to travel like this.
Nelson feels the Department of Corrections is going somewhere by trying to normalize prison through art. She says today is a prime example.
This will be just an honor. It'll be, hopefully, it will shift the paradigm of society and so that they look at us differently. And a lot of people in here, we want to change. We have changed.
Stephanie Daniel, KUNC, Denver.